Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Police are investigating a fatal accident on the A1 motorway that claimed the life of a 27-year-old man yesterday evening. The incident took place around 6 p.m. near the Zenningerberg exit, heading towards the city. The man was walking on the motorway when he was hit by a car. He died at the scene. The prosecutor's office has ordered an autopsy and instructed the police's forensic unit to investigate the cause of the accident. Seven people have been hospitalised with carbon monoxide poisoning following a cellar fire in Esch-sur-Alzette. Rescue services responded to the incident on Rue Dix late last night. Emergency services from Esch were deployed, along with four ambulances. Luxembourg's next wage indexation is now expected in the third quarter of 2026, according to Statec. The Statistics Office has revised its 2025 inflation forecast up to 2.2%, with elevated inflation continuing despite recent drops in travel and fuel costs. A second indexation is projected for the third quarter of 2027. In other news, Belgium's National Security Council is holding an emergency meeting today after drone sightings at airports caused chaos for travellers and raised security concerns. Arrivals and departures were halted for several hours on Tuesday evening at Brussels Airport, leading to the cancellation of dozens of flights. Liège Airport was also affected. The US government shutdown is now threatening air travel. Up to 10% of flights at 40 major airports could be cancelled if air traffic controllers are not paid. Airports in New York, Los Angeles and Chicago face potential chaos. The shutdown has lasted 36 days, the longest in US history. Typhoon Kalmege has killed at least 140 people in the Philippines and up to 130 people remain missing. The storm hit the Philippines archipelago with wind speeds reaching 180 kilometers an hour in some areas. The typhoon is expected to reach Vietnam later this week, where authorities are preparing intensively. Heavy rains there have already caused flooding, which have killed 40 people. And a German court has sentenced a palliative care nurse to life in prison for murdering 10 patients and attempting to kill 27 others with lethal injections. The 44-year-old committed the crimes at a hospital near Aachen between December 2023 and May 24. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In Champions League football, Manchester City cruised past Dortmund 4-1 in yesterday's fourth matchday action. Luxembourger Leandro Barreiro started for Benfica Lisbon, but his side suffered a disappointing 1-0 home defeat to Leverkusen. Club Brugge earned a 3-3 draw against Barcelona. And in other results, Inter Milan beat Kairat Almaty 2-1, Newcastle defeated Bilbao 2-0, Galatasaray won 3-0 to Ajax, Bergamo beat Marseille 1-0, Paphos defeated Villarreal 1-0, and Karabag drew 2-2 with Chelsea. After four matches, Bayern Munich, Arsenal and Inter lead the table undefeated with 12 points each. Benfica and Ajax have lost all their matches. And in tennis, Amanda Anisimova has staged a remarkable comeback to defeat Iga Świątek 6-7, 6-4, 6-2 to book her spot in the WTA semi-finals in Riyadh. The American won her 10th top 10 win of the year in just over 2.5 hours.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
We have a few relatively nice days ahead, and today we'll still see a few clouds, but it should be rather sunny overall. Most importantly, no rain is expected, though a slight breeze will be present. The temperature won't be much different. After a chilly start, we'll see double digits by mid-morning, rising to highs of 14 degrees by the early afternoon.